Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, your daily dose of knowledge from Wikipedia's finest articles. The featured article for Tuesday, November 11, 2025, is 1975 Australian Constitutional Crisis. The 1975 Australian Constitutional Crisis, also known simply as the dismissal, culminated on November 11, 1975, with the dismissal from office of the Prime Minister, Gough Whitlam, of the Australian Labour Party, ALP, by Sir John Kerr, the Governor-General of Australia. Following this, Kerr commissioned the Leader of the Opposition, Malcolm Fraser of the Liberal Party, as Prime Minister on the condition that he advise a new election. It has been described as the greatest political and constitutional crisis in Australian history. The Labour Party under Whitlam came to power in the election of 1972, ending 2-3 consecutive years of Liberal Country Coalition government. Labour won a majority in the House of Representatives of 67 seats to the Coalition's 58 seats, but faced a hostile Senate. In May 1974, after the Senate voted to reject six of Labour's bills, Whitlam advised Governor-General Sir Paul Hasluck to call a double dissolution election. The election saw Labour re-elected, with its House of Representatives majority reduced from 9 to 5 seats, although it gained seats in the Senate. With the two Houses of Parliament still deadlocked, pursuant to Section 57 of the Australian Constitution, Whitlam was able to narrowly secure passage of the six trigger bills of the earlier double dissolution election in a joint sitting of Parliament on 6 August 7, 1974, the only such sitting held in Australia's history. Whitlam's tenure in office proved highly turbulent and controversial, and in October 1975, the opposition under Fraser used its control of the Senate to defer passage of appropriation bills needed to finance government expenditure, which had already been passed by the House of Representatives. Fraser and the opposition stated that they would continue to block supply in the Senate unless Whitlam called a fresh election for the House of Representatives, and urged Kerr, who had been appointed Governor-General on Whitlam's advice in July 1974, to dismiss Whitlam unless he acceded to their demand. Whitlam believed that Kerr would not dismiss him as Prime Minister, and Kerr did nothing to make Whitlam believe that he might be dismissed. On November 11, 1975, the crisis came to a head as Whitlam went to seek Kerr's approval to call a half-Senate election in an attempt to break the parliamentary deadlock. Kerr did not accept Whitlam's request, and instead dismissed him as Prime Minister and appointed Fraser as caretaker Prime Minister, on the understanding that he would immediately call a general election. Acting quickly before all ALP parliamentarians became aware of the change of government, Fraser and his parliamentary allies were able to secure passage of the supply bills through the Senate, and advised Kerr to dissolve Parliament for a double dissolution election. Fraser and his Liberal Country Coalition were elected with a massive majority in the federal election held the following month. The events of the dismissal led to only minor constitutional change. The Senate retained its power to block supply, and the Governor-General the power to dismiss government ministers. However, these powers have not since been used to force a government from office. Allegations of CIA involvement in Whitlam's dismissal have been made, but these were denied by both Kerr and Whitlam. Kerr was widely criticized by Labour supporters for his actions, resigned early as Governor-General, and lived much of his remaining life abroad. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:06 UTC on Tuesday, November 11, 2025. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for 1975 Australian Constitutional Crisis. This podcast uses content from Wikipedia under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit our archives at wikioftheday.com and subscribe to stay updated on new episodes. Follow us on Mastodon at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Also check out Curmudgeon's Corner, a current events podcast. Until next time, I'm Generative Ruth.